Los Angeles City Council to discuss homelessness following winter recess. Los Angeles, following 3 weeks of winter recess, the Los Angeles City Council is set to resume its business January 9th, and on the first day back, council members will discuss issues around homelessness and housing. Councillors are scheduled to discuss a proposed lease extension for a Bridge Home interim housing site located at 3210 and 3248 Riverside Drive. People Assisting the Homeless has operated the facility near Griffith Park for the city. Additionally, the council is expected to receive two reports, the first providing details on the city's preservation program, which is aimed at protecting properties that are at risk of losing affordability restrictions, and the second focusing on the city's efforts to prevent homelessness. The council's Housing and Homelessness Committee reviewed the reports with staff last year. Councillors will decide whether to move forward with recommendations to fund an expanded preservation program. They will also consider designating a city department to lead the city's homelessness prevention programs, as well as to ensure those prevention efforts are being properly managed to support residents. Councillors will also hear a status report regarding the progress of implementing certain requirements under a settlement of federal litigation over the city and county response to homelessness. The agenda also includes a motion calling for funding and services in Council District 15, the San Pedro area. Councilman Tim McCosker, who represents the 15th District, is seeking hazmat and abatement work at the Warner Grand Theater in San Pedro. Councilman Curran Price, who's accused of voting on projects involving developers tied to his wife's consulting firm and then failing to report the connections, pleaded not guilty Monday during his arraignment to charges of theft by embezzlement, perjury and conflict of interest. The councilman is set to return to court March 1. Mr. Price has maintained his innocence and said he looks forward to proving it in a court of law. According to his office, Mr. Price will not be attending city council this week as he had already been excused in order to attend the funeral of his mother-in-law out of state. As to whether Mr. Price will face further consequences from his fellow council members, such as a possible suspension, that's yet to be determined. The Council's Rules, Elections and Intergovernmental Relations Committee is expected to convene January 15, but the agenda has not been published. Council President Paul Krikorian, who chairs the committee, may decide to have a discussion regarding a possible suspension. In June 2023, the three-member committee took up Mr. Price's suspension, but the panel took no action.